Sarango died of wounds from the viper's poison fangs. Baruska died too, her spine broken by Sarango's clenched teeth. When it was all over, the three young vipers, Zasalis, Harzax, and Sestra, lay exhausted, the cruel weight of Sarango's mason chain embedded in their tails. The more they struggled, the worse it bit into their bodies. It was many days before they could move. Exerting his greater strength and authority over the other two, Zasalis forced them to coordinate their movements until all three moved as one. The brood of Baruska learned to grow, to hunt and survive together, and Zasalis took Sarango's crown for himself. Now fully matured adders, they were the terror of every creature unfortunate enough to behold them. They were cold, swift, poisonous and deadly. Killers three, with none to oppose their ever-widening territory. The dreadful trio slithered together through the night-dark woodlands, their tongues flickering as they used them to quest the air for prey. Separated, they might have been totally silent, but joined in unison, the adders could not prevent the swish of grass caused by their dragging tails and the mace handle constantly trailing behind them. However, their combined speed and ferocity proved a deadly combination. An old crow soon found this out to its cost. The bird, who had injured its wing and could not follow its kin, stood dozing on a low-dipping hawthorn branch. The crow heard the rustling grass far too late. Sestra tugged the slender tree limb, toppling the ancient bear down into the gaping mouths of her two brothers. She joined them speedily, eager not to miss her share of the quarry. Rigid with terror, the crow stared up at three pairs of eyes, peering down at him.
Sleep. Do not squawk or screech.
Sleep in silence and darkness.
Do not disturb others. We need to hunt more this night.